certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dog came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Oh, my angels for pallbearers. Amen. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. And Abraham said, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, betwixt us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou would ascend them to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he would testify unto them, lest they also come unto this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. In Psalms chapter 142 and verse number 4, I'll read the entire verse. I'll get one little phrase out of it, and then we'll try to preach the thought that God's laid on our heart. David said here, I looked on my right hand, and behold, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. You may be seated if correctly reading. Amen. I'd like to preach tonight, God being on our help, our helper. Who cares if I go to hell? Who cares if I go to hell? Amen. I thought this morning as I woke up and I told my wife, I said, we're living in a world that seems so much blood and guts on TV till they've got to where they're not afraid of hell anymore. It's just something that look like maybe another movie or another play or another story. But I've got news for you, friend. All that stuff you see on television is just play acting. But what I read about here is a real place. Amen. I thought coming up Interstate 65 Sunday evening, just down below Sonora, there's a big sign on the left-hand side of the interstate coming up that said, hell is real. Amen. Thank God. And I'm going to tell you, real people go there. Thank God, I bless His sweet name, that I don't have to go because of the great Holy Ghost of God come to where I was and led me to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to preach tonight on who cares if I go to hell. I say we're living in a generation where it seems like nobody cares anymore about anybody dying and going to hell. I used to be when sinners died, people would gather around, weep and mourn, amen, and wail and cry about people departing, not knowing God. But it's got to where you can go down to the funeral home now Amen. It ain't a thing in the world but just a party. Ain't God's great name. People don't care anymore. I used to be somebody. Amen. Get real bad off. People be concerned about their souls. But they'll sit at the house now and watch them soapbox options and forget all about people dying and going to hell. Amen. And I know sinners has got into shape to where that looks like they say nobody. As David here, nobody cares for my soul. But I'd like to say tonight, thank God, the saints of God, I care for your soul. That's the reason why that we're having this meeting this week. That's the reason why the men of God is standing behind the book board and preaching to you with everything they've got in their heart is trying to warn you to flee the impending judgment of God that's fixing to come upon you if you stay outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll say the saints here. Amen. Thank God for these jokes made about hell today. It's a byword. And I used to talk to men when I work. They say, preacher, if I go to hell, I'll be there with all my friends. I mean, people's got to wear. They make a joke out of it. And preachers got to wear. They won't preach on it anymore. But the Word of God still reads the same way. Thank God. If you die without Christ, there's only one place that you can go. A preacher can't get behind the book board and preach you into God's heaven. God Almighty has got you in His eternal hand. Friend, wherever you die, that's how you gonna face a holy God. You die lost and undone without God. Hey, God, you gonna wake your eyes in the flames of hell, crying and weeping. Hey, God, you'll realize there's still some people that care about you. Amen. I thought down at home back in June, how God began to deal with my heart on this scripture. I preached it so much, I guess my people are getting tired of hearing it. Amen. Preached about 8 or 10 messages right in the row out of this book. Thank God, every time I preached it, when lost people was around, it's brought conviction to their heart. Friend, I've got news for you. We can preach, and it rejoices my heart for a man to preach about the homeland that I'm headed to. But thank God, I feel like it's time I warn you tonight. Friend, you're sitting here amongst the saints. I'm mixing and a mingle with the people of God. But I've got news for you. You may be hid amongst the crowd, but God's got your number. Amen. When God calls you, amen, He'll tell you, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. One place He said it, bind them, hand and foot, and carry them out in the darkness, where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. The Bible said that their smoke ascendeth up forever. Thank God. I'm going to say the saints care for your soul. You sitting here tonight lost without God. We've been meeting in a motel room and praying every evening this week and gathering together before church. And I don't reckon there's been a day went by. But what I ain't requested prayer for your soul. Amen. That God deal with your heart.
Thank God you're on my mind tonight. And I'm after you. Amen. You saints, pray for a while. You know the shape they're in. Thank God you've been there. You know where they're headed. You know the misery that they're facing. And the only thing that got you out was the good grace of God and the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Our Lord Jesus Christ. The saints is praying for you. Saints care. I said saints care. Church members may not. Amen. Some of our modern preachers may not care. They may tote you a hot dog or a lollipop. Ain't gonna take you white water rafting. But a good saint of God is way about your soul. Amen. I appreciate the people when I was lost that cared for my soul. I was just like David. In the state I was in, I thought nobody. I cared for my soul. But somebody, somewhere, I rung the prayer bells of heaven and called my name up before the Lord. Thank God he come where I was. I wasn't looking for him, but he come looking for me. Hallelujah. Hey, preacher, how did he reveal how sweet heaven was? No, sir. He revealed how sorry I was. Amen. How unclean I was. How filthy I was. Thank God I look in the mirror and look at myself. Thank God I couldn't even stand my own looks. I look so terrible. I was so filthy. I was so unclean. But bless his name. He didn't leave me there. After he revealed to me how filthy I was, showed me the state I was in, then he turned me around and pointed me towards Calvary. Hallelujah. The saints care for your soul. The saints is calling on the Most High God. Amen. To save your soul. I'm not interested in getting on a ball team. I'm interested in getting born again. I'm not interested in joining the church. I'm interested in getting born again. I'm not interested. You pat me on the back. I want to see you get born again. If you never see me, you never miss nothing. But if you miss Christ, you're hellbound. The saints care. The saints care. And the preacher care. I said the preacher. You hear what I said? The preacher. I didn't say the speaker. I said the preacher cares. God didn't call him to tickle your ear. God called him to reprove, to rebuke, feed the sheep, and warn the lost. Hey, God, I'll do it. I'll share the sheep. I'll feed the sheep. But tonight I'm on your case. I want to warn you with everything that God can put in my heart. I'll warn you to flee what I just read about. You just is destined to open your eyes in the flames of hell without Christ as you are. To draw your next breath. The preachers care. Amen. Preachers care. Amen. I'm talking about preachers. We've got them today that's in concern about the crowd. They're concerned about the number on the billboard. They're concerned about their paycheck. Amen. They're concerned about everything in the world except people dying and going to hell. Amen. If I can rescue one soul, Thank God, I believe in my heart, Brother Dixon, I'd be willing to eat black-eyed peas and cornbread. I'd rescue your soul out of the clutches of hell. Friend, you have me. This is a burden on my heart this week. I've been a praying for the last 2 weeks. God, have me. I'd have warned the lost. I'd have flee the wrath of God that is to come. You might push me aside. You might push the Holy Ghost aside. You might override the convicting power of God. But there's coming a day when you're going to stand before a holy God. Amen. And you're going to be speechless, and He's going to judge you just as you are. Thank God, He said, whosoever name was not written in the Lamb's book of life shall be cast into the lake of fire. Thank God, that's where you're headed. Thank God, you're destined for that. And my heart's desire is I'd rescue tonight. This old preacher cares for your soul. You're looking at a man. When I got under conviction, God took me one night. You say, preacher, I don't believe it. I care less what you believe. I was there. God took me one night under Holy Ghost conviction. I don't know what it was, a dream or a vision, what it was. But thank God I got there and I got the message. God took me out and dangled me over hell one night in my sleep or whatever it was. Thank God all that was holding me was Him. Thank God I didn't have nothing to hold on. He was a holding me. It was total darkness. I could hear the screams in the darkness of people having saying, have mercy. God, have mercy. And God spoke to my heart. He said, unless you repent, that's where you're going. Thank God, I'm glad. He pulled me back and give me a change. I'd get down to the house of God and bury my head and weep before God and confess my sin. Preacher cares. And I'm going to say sinners care. Now, preacher, there ain't no sinners caring about me. I just read to you about one that was. Every one of us, everyone sitting in this building has got kin folks in hell tonight. I'll say these people right down, I'll say I've got some kin folks down now. Mike could see what I'm doing. They said, preacher, preach to them. Preacher, preach to them. Back about 4 or 5 years ago, I know where this tape will get back home, and I know my family will get a hold of it. I care less. Back about 4 or 5 years ago, my little niece, step niece, or my little niece, second niece, whatever you want to call it, lived right over in front of me. Amen. She's 17-year-old, looked like had life, abundant life. I mean, looked like she had a broad future. Her and a young man was a dating. They was fixing to get married, and he was working, trying to get him a piece of land and a little trailer. One Saturday, God spoke to my heart. He said, you talk to that boy, and you warn him about getting right with God. I said, God, I just know him when I see him. I never have talked to him. God said, I said, talk to him. Sunday morning, I started out the house of God, coming up the driveway. They had come down a little dirt road. And just as I got up the highway, he was fixing to turn in. He couldn't turn in till I got out. So therefore, I stopped in the middle of the road. Got out and went over the truck where he was. I said, God told me to talk to you and warn you, boy, you fixing to get married. You better start your house and your life and this girl down at the house of God. Preacher, I ain't got time to go. I'm working too much, trying to get me a home. I said, you've got everything to lose and nothing to win. I remember this was on Sunday morning. The following Monday morning, not that morning, but the next Monday, I was at work, I got a phone call. My daughter phoned me and said they'd had a wreck. And she didn't make it, killed instantly in an automobile accident. What are you saying, preacher? I'll say she's in the flames of hell tonight. I'll say an Uncle James preach to them, warn them not to come to this awful place. You say, preacher, I'm young. She was young, but she's in the flames of hell tonight. A scorching you. Hear me. This preacher's warning you out of fear the wrath of God. Maybe you tomorrow. Rich man said, send Lazarus back to my brethren and warn them, lest they also come to this awful place. Now he was there, he had experience, he knew what it was. He said it was an awful place. He said he was tormented in these flames. Father Abraham says, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. Abraham said that. He said, nay, Father Abraham, if one rose from the dead and go back and warn them, they would repent. Abraham told him, said, if they won't hear Moses and the prophets, they wouldn't hear one, though he rose from the dead. And I'm telling you, we're in a generation right now that will not hear one though he rose from the dead. Amen. I know a man that took the cross, suffered my hell, took my chastisement, took my wrath, I went to Calvary with it, suffered everything that I ought to have suffered, died, went to the grave, and died 3 days and three nights. Now he's alive, and alive forevermore, and people will not hear him, and he's rose from the dead. If you won't hear me and my preaching, you wouldn't hear Jesus Christ if he stood behind this pulpit, because I'm an ambassador of his. And I'm telling you, in Christ, that other, I'm telling you what he'd tell you if you was here. He is here. Be ye reconciled to God. Sinners care. Every one of you can pick out in your mind some of your family you know that died and went to hell. We don't want to mention that anymore. I got a sister that died this past January. It was 2 years ago. When I walked in and looked into that coffin, Brother Dixon, I could hear her voice out of the flames of hell cry, don't come to this awful place. I can just hear her telling me, brother, warn my children. Warn them to flee the wrath of God to come. Thank God I tried my best how to warn people how to flee the wrath of God. Thank God you can sit here and enjoy the singing, but you can still wind up in hell. I'm going to take my time this night. I'm after your soul. I could put my hands on some, it all be in the altar right now. Don't you wait, amen, for me to get through preaching. If you feel like you need to get in here. Time to scald hog is when the water's hot. And I'm going to tell you that God cares. Preacher, you just read about where God said that he was going to put me, and you tell me that God cares. I'll tell you that God cares. God put this in this book, in this Bible, for you to see where you're headed. But I'm glad he didn't stop with the end of that chapter. Bible said that for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved this ungodly, unadulterated, sinful world, full of adulterers, fornicators, amen, every other kind of thing you can name. The world's full of it. But God loves you enough. How did he sit in heaven's best? Thank God to hang on the cross. How to pay the price for your wretched soul. God loves you. God wants to redeem you. God wants to save you. God wants to pluck you out of the flames of hell. You read what God done. It's been preached all week. What God done because he cared for you. If you got justice, you would be in hell. If I got justice, I'd be in hell. Man told me here a while back, was talking about Brother Dixon, that tornado hurricane had come through Louisiana. I told him one thing in the world but the judgment of God. Boy, I got some folks hot and mad at me. All right, if it's God's judgment, how come he judged New Orleans instead of somewhere else? I said, I'll answer you with a question. Why did God spare one square inch of America? If America got it what she deserved, every square inch of it, I would be under the judgment hand of God. My home, your home. My town, your town. I don't know why God spared it, but thank God he spared it. He spared you tonight for me to preach to you and tell you that God cares for your soul. Next thing, the Holy Ghost cares. That's what made me know I was lost. I'd heard the preacher of the Word of God when I was a young man. The seed was planted in my heart. In my head, I knowed I was lost. If you'd asked me, where are you going, boy, and you die? I said, I'm going to hell and the last, about like everybody else. But when the sweet Holy Ghost of God come by, he reached up here and got it and pulled her down here. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. He made me a promise, and I didn't even know it was in there. Hey, God, Jesus sitting on the right hand of the Father, but he sent the Holy Ghost back. And the Holy Ghost is going over the land, dealing with hearts. Ain't something right here tonight. He's got his hand in, dealing with your heart. Crying, begging, pleading, giving you an unction to move to him. God cares. Holy Ghost cares. And Jesus cares. That's the best part of the whole thing. All we had to look forward to was Luke 16. Be a dark and gloomy page one. God showed me where I was headed. Showed me Calvary. Thank God. When he went out in the garden to pray, sweat come, great drops of blood, he said, my soul is sorrowful, exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Praying, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Guess who was on his mind when he was praying? I believe he was looking down to October of 2005, Hodgenville, Kentucky. Amen, and New Freedom Baptist Church. I believe he could see that from the garden. I said there's going to be some people there, Father, that's lost without God. They have no Savior. They have no redemption. They have no Lamb. They have no sacrifice. Thank God, if it be thy will, let this pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. God, if I've got to suffer, let me suffer. If I've got to die, let me die. Thank God, and I'm glad he didn't get rabid in his feet. I'm glad he had compassion in his heart. Thank God, and sinners on his mind. Amen. I'm glad my name, I was on that list when he headed up Calvary. Whoopee! For the Lamb of God and what he done. Sinner, he done it for you. He done it for me. He done it. Thank God, black or white, yellow or whatever, any nationality, any color, any creed, he done it for you. Thank God that you I might have life, have it more abundantly. Tuck into the judgment hall. My blessed Lord took him up there, and Pilate said, I find no fault in him. Took him out in the Roman soldier, beat his back. Thank God, y'all read the history on it, where they tore first down his back. What did he do that for, preacher? Keep you out of hell. That's exactly what he done it for. They beat him. They took that crown of thorns, placed it on his head. Thank God, I can see them eyes of mercy looking through that blood running off. Preacher, what did he do that for? Keep you out of hell. That's the only reason. If I had breath, I'd have a running fit. He done it to keep you out of hell. They throw that old cross down on the ground, and I don't believe they had to force him. I believe he walked over and just deliberately laid down as they drove them spikes. Tears were running out of them eyes, saying, Father, I'm doing it for that lost world. I'm doing it for that old shaver boy. How tell us an alcoholic? Hey, man, ain't worthy of life. Thank God, ought to be in hell. But Father, my mercy and my grace am I extending out toward him. I almost feel like preaching. Oh, head settled down now. Hallelujah. Thank God they nailed him on that cross. Thank God took it up there. I thought about it many a time. You know, they stood that cross up. They had to have a hole for that cross to stand in. I'd say maybe 2 foot deep or maybe deeper. And there my blessed Lord was hanging on that cross. Them Roman soldiers picked that cross up and just dropped it. Can't you feel the torment my Lord went through when that cross hit the bottom of that hole? Him nails tore his feet. But he just looked up toward heaven, saying, Father, I'm doing this for them sinners. What did you do it for, preacher? To keep you out of hell. Brother Mill, be it yours. It's yours.